Into Ocean's Vibe Radio.
Hey, Rowan, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Can you hear me, though? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I'm audible.
100%. Well, as I told our listeners a little bit earlier, you are the junior brand manager for Cadbury. What's the day in the life of a junior brand manager at one of the best places in the world?
It's amazing, I'm not going to lie. There's just a lot of projects that we're busy with, a lot of campaigns that we're busy with, but it's really enjoyable. I love it.
Fantastic, man. Well, Cadbury, once again, is doing amazing, amazing things. What was the inspiration behind Cadbury's latest campaign?
So basically, I'm not sure if you were that actually Cadbury Dairy Milk has changed its positioning from free the joy to generosity.
Uh-huh.
And we strongly believe that if there's one thing that that can shine a beam of light through the cracks in an increasing divided world, it's definitely generosity.
Most definitely.
Our generosity is an instinct to go above and beyond in the selfless hope of genuinely improving another person's life. So generosity to us is a glass and a half, because we strongly believe that there's a glass and a half in everyone, which is basically the reason why we started this campaign, to encourage South Africans to give back, donate a pre-loved toy, books, or game to a beneficiary or to someone else across the world. Across the country, actually, not the world, but across the country.
Fantastic, man. And that is taking place right now as we speak. And across the nation,
yes.
That this has been taking place, the Little Generosity Shop. Tell us more about this.
Yes. So basically, the Little Generosity Shop is just a platform that allows South Africans to come and drop off their pre-loved toys, books, or games. And in exchange, Cadbury Dairy Milk will reward you with a chocolate slab just to say thank you for your generosity.
Speaking of, how does this work? So the installation is, because I want to do it too.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. So the mechanic is basically you bring your pre-loved toy, book, or game, mm-hmm. and in exchange, we'll give you a Cadbury Dairy Milk slab. So basically, the only thing that is, or the only currency that accepted at the generosity shop is generosity.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only thing that is accepted. So basically, what South Africans are encouraged to do is bring their pre-loved toys, books, or games. And as I mentioned, in exchange, we'll reward you, or just to say thank you, we'll give you a Cadbury Dairy Milk slab. And you can even go to one of our shopkeepers who will hand over the Cadbury Dairy Milk slab. And just to extend the generosity even further, you can actually take the slab that you've given and write a note, because there's a station whereby you can actually write a note and gift it to someone else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is just so beautiful and so heartwarming. I mean, are in the middle of the year, and for Cadbury to come on board too, it's just incredibly special, isn't it?
I agree. I definitely agree.
Most definitely. Well, speaking of, it is taking place at Canal Walk until next week, Monday, I think it is.
Yes, up until the 5th of August, yes, which is on Monday.
And how has the reception and support been?
So it's, I believe like the support has been phenomenal. To date, we've actually collected over 75,000 toys, books, and games. So South Africans have actually responded well to this campaign.
That is incredible. And I mean, this is taking across South Africa. You guys went to Durban. What, name some of the
went
places that you
Cape
guys...
Town.
Yeah,
we in Cape Town, and we did Joburg as well.
That's incredible. I hope Cape Town beats the other cities. I'm just saying.
So far, actually, it is,
Aha! It's not called the mother city for nothing, Damang.
True, very true.
When does the handover of toys take place, and have you witnessed this incredible gift that you guys are giving?
So basically, the handover of the toys has been taking place over the last few months. Mm-hmm. We've donated the toys, books, and games to different beneficiaries across the country, and whereby the Little Generosity has actually visited. But for the full list of where we're donating it, please visit our website, cadburyclassandahalf.co.za.
Fantastic, man. And then before I let you go, why should people visit the Little Generosity Shop at Canal Walk this weekend?
So just to showcase to people that there's actually a glass and a half in everyone, to show the world that there's generosity in South Africa that still exists. So basically, that's it. Just to showcase that there's a glass and a half in everyone.
100%. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you very much, Rowan.
Shut, man. Take care.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, man. Bye.
Thank you.
That was Thabang from Cadbury, the junior brand manager. Incredible, man. It's just an incredible, incredible story that is happening. You can, too, be a part of it. All